My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone by Kimberly Dawn. Kimberly, it's always great catching up and chatting with you. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Matt. I've got quite a story for you. I'm pretty sure that both of us follow each other on social media.
That's
I know,
right.
I follow you all the time.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy couple of years for me, but still hanging in there and taking another kick at the can with a new single.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why we're talking. And
yeah.
And just released a new single March 28th to the airwaves, and it's called Be My Angel.
It's a great song. I've been listening to this one, and I know it's a deeply personal song for you. So can you tell us a little bit about, maybe for those that don't know, kind of the story and how this one kind of came to be, as much as you're comfortable sharing? Because I know this is very personal for you.
You know what, Matt? Thank you so very much. It's good friends like you that make these interviews so good. But the last 4 years, and you know what? I know everyone has been going through some really rough times, and I'm right along with them. And over the last 4 years, I suffered a heart attack. Back in 2013, I lost my son. And over the last 4 years, it just seems like I've just lost so many important people to me. And it started back in 2013 when I lost my son. The paramedics had come to help us, and he was laying on the floor, and I laid down beside him, and I said to him, after he had passed, I said, now you get to be mama's angel. That, of course, in a songwriter's head, that all of a sudden starts a line. Mm-hmm. And I knew he was going to gift me so many great gifts, but he gifted me this great song. So it was several years later that my best friend, Clint Dudium, legendary fiddle player throughout Canada, he was diagnosed with cancer. And back at the CCMAs, I was sitting during the gala dinner, which you've attended. Mm-hmm. And I get a text from my best friend saying, I just got word that my cancer has spread. And, when you get home, we need to talk. And I don't have much time left. Well, he had his birthday January 10th and died January 14th of 2022. So I was his power of attorney, and I was his best friend, and I was beside his bed. And during that time when we were talking with the doctor had told him that his cancer had spread and that they were going to make him very comfortable. And, mm-hmm. and so many of us have had to experience this nasty cancer. And I said to Clint at the time, I said, well, what can I do for you, bud? Like, what do you need? And he said, there's nothing you can do for me. He says, I've only got a little bit of time left. He says, but what can I do for you? And I looked at him with tears in my eyes, and I said to him, you can be my angel. And that sparked the song again. And I don't mean to make it sound so, unpersonal, but that's what happens with songwriters. There becomes this deep moment in your life where it becomes a song. And so after Clint passed away, I rushed home and I wrote this song. It was just a basic brief, and then I took it to my good buddy, Chris Bergathny, who's a legendary producer, mm-hmm. here in Manitoba, and in a legendary rock bands from Orphans to the Pump, and just, right. Just amazing guy, mm-hmm. and so creative. And we put together this song, and being so personal, it was really hard for me to record it, because this song is basically about how our family, our meaningful ones, are going to pass, mm-hmm. and how they always leave messages for you that you're not alone. And as of June 7th, 2024, my husband suffered a massive heart attack, and he gave us 24 hours, but we got to say goodbye. And that's when I knew this song needed to be recorded, and it needed to be, the story needed to be told, Matt, because
right.
we go through so much great loss, and where do we find our comfort? How do we get comfort? And once I lost my husband, the story still goes on that I had to leave his bedside, go plan his funeral, and then I had to make my way to my best friend Ray St. Germain's bedside as he passed away 3 weeks later. So that's when I knew my angels were all in line, from my son to Clint to my husband and Ray. And I took a chance on this song. You and I both know that radio is very hard. I'm not going to get into that, but I knew this was not a radio-friendly song. I knew this one was going to be a hard one, but I also knew that I needed to record this. I needed to get it out, and I needed to bring that message of hope that with a feather, finding a dime in an odd place with even a slight breeze that's all of a sudden changed in your ear.
That's very true.
Those are your angels sitting on your shoulder, and they're there with you. And I tell you, it's been, we actually celebrated my husband's birthday yesterday. He would have been 72. And the kids came over. We had dessert. We celebrated my husband. And it was 10 months yesterday that he left us. So I'm still in my grieving process. I'm still on a journey to try and make sense of how my life's supposed to go. And throwing out a song into radio is sometimes, and you know, Matt, radio, it's a risk.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to make sure that this song was heard. And so many people are grieving the loss of a loved one. And that's why I needed this message to be heard, because we have Go Rest High on That Mountain. We've got Amazing Grace.
Right.
And I'm hoping that I've created a song that can bring as much peace and love to someone who's lost a loved one.
You know what? You make many great points there. But I think it's important for everyone to kind of watch for signs that are being sent to them, because I think signs consistently are sent from those who have passed that mean a lot to us, that maybe we miss those signs on a day-to-day basis with a lot going on. And I think you mentioned a few of the moments, whether it be a song that you heard that reminds you of somebody, or a feather, or a dove. That for me, I lost a friend many years ago, and saw driving around one time, just a cloudy day, and a dove flies in front of my vehicle. So some little signs that do get sent on a daily basis, and for you, for this your song, Be My Angel. When you went to write this one, was it a song that came together really quickly?
No, like I said at the beginning, when Bobby had first passed away, I had just said to him, you know, now you can go be Mama's angel. And it just stuck with me. Of course, I was grieving the loss of my son, and it didn't really make sense at the time. Then when Clint passed away, one of his wishes was, like I said to him, he was my lead guitar player. He was my mentor.
Right.
He toured with me all over Canada. We've played the CCMAs. We went to some of the most incredible places up north, visiting major major communities up north, which
cool.
will bring us memories. We were the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment he passed, it was 3:40 in the afternoon on a Saturday, January 14th. You remember these things.
Right.
And I literally came home, I bawled my eyes out, and then it just hit me. I ran down to my computer, and I took out my writing pad, because I've got to do two things at once.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this song just, like they say, like some songs can take weeks to write, maybe even years to write. And this one, I guess, could say took years to write, because it was 2013 when it came to me. And then not until 2022 when I finally finished writing it. And I can't take, you know, total control blessings for this song, because I also had a friend of mine, Tom Dudium, Clint's brother, work on this song with me. And then, like I said, Chris Bergasny came and put it all together with a beautiful bow so that we could bring hope, peace, and love. Because now that I'm a widow, I talk to so many widows, and they say, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll just all of a sudden see a feather and I just remember him, and I smile. And, you know, a memory comes back that brings me so much joy. And when you're going through grief, sometimes it's hard to see that joy. But when they send you those little messages and you know that they're still with you, then it brings you peace and it gives you that hand to help heal. So that, you know, because grief, I'm telling you, Matt, nobody could have explained to me in my lifetime how much it hurt when you lose your spouse,
right,
or your husband or your child.
Mm-hmm.
And to try and recover from that. So needless to say, when you and I first started talking and you asked how I am, I'm doing good, but it's been a tough journey.
For sure. For sure. And we really appreciate you you sharing your story and how much this song is super personal for you and how much it means to you. And I think everyone's going to love this one. Kind of before we let you go, what's kind of this year looking like for you, Kimberly? Are you going to be busy playing some shows this summer? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Well, Matt, you know what? I've had to, my life is, as you know, has taken a drastic turn as losing my husband last year. And 10 months, I'm still trying to get, as they would say, your ship legs. I'm not really sure. I
Gotcha.
have canceled all my shows.
Okay.
I've released this single. I will be heading out to the Canadian Country Music Awards in Kelowna, BC
mm-hmm.
for September. So, I mean, I was not able to book shows over the summer.
For sure.
I'm still healing, and
gotcha.
And I'm not going to do that to my fans, to not come out and give them 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Ever can I do that. So I'm just asking for, you know, time to get things put together and get my life put together and find out where I go here from next. But
for sure.
I'm pretty sure it's going to have a lot of music. But like I said, I am planning on heading out to the Canadian Country Music Awards for September. We'll be doing some showcases. And of course, you and I know about our Manitoba Saskatchewan
That's
showcase. So I'll be hosting
Absolutely.
Hopefully that.
Yeah.
And doing a Manitoba showcase. So I'm very excited about all that. But just going to do some me time, spend some time
sure.
at the lake and try and get over it. Because, you know, when my son passed away, it took me almost 10 years to try and wrap my head around it.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to heal and recover. And that's the other message I want to give to everybody who's listening to this amazing show with Matt Ryan, is that there's no timeline. And there's no way to just get over it. And I want them to know that when they're listening to this song, Be My Angel, that it's sending you love and peace, and that take your time, do what you have to do for yourself, and don't let anybody rush you. And, you know, you and I both know, Matt, I you can't just pop in and pop out of music, of the music industry.
Right.
And I'm just hoping that through the grace that I have of being able to be in the music industry, that people will understand that I have to take a little bit of time. But I do come back, and always the phoenix. You can knock me down, but
yeah.
I always get up again.
Yeah, that's a great reference. Absolutely, Kimberly. We really appreciate you sharing your story, and because I know how deeply personal it is. So we want to thank you very much for sharing your story, and I know everyone's gonna love this song. It's super personal for you and means a lot. And I know you've been dealing with a lot over the last while. So we wish you all the best, and it's always great catching up with you. So thank you so much for your time.
Matt, I just want to say thank you so very much to you also, because you do an amazing job representing Canadian artists all the time on your show. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to tell my story and hopefully bring peace to so many. So thank you, because you're awesome all the time.